Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of At the Foot of the Cherry Tree, written by Ali Parker and read by Takaya Honda and Kaori Maida Judge.
It was war. Gordon Parker was armed, prowling through the undergrowth scanning for his target. The wind rustled overhead, dancing across the back of his neck. Any moment now he would find what he was hunting and attack. A voice broke through his concentration. "Have you got them yet?" Gordon glared at his sister, gesturing for her to be quiet. June rolled her eyes and sat in the grass, opening a book, no longer interested in her brother. Somewhere above him, a kookaburra chortled, the gum tree sending leaves to the grass below. There was a giggle. Gordon stepped forward, feet soft. The sound came from the blackberry bushes. He couldn't see through the foliage, but his target had finally revealed itself. Gordon raised his weapon, readying for battle. A roar, and the bush split apart as Gordon's prey launched at him. There was no time to react. His weapon, a tree branch posing as a gun, skittering aside as he was tackled by four of his younger siblings. There were nine Parkers in all. Ven and Harry, plus their seven kids. June was the eldest, 13 months older than Gordon, something she took great delight in. After Gordon was Donald, a year and a half younger, currently tugging at Gordon's right arm, trying to pull him to the ground. Jeanette was the fourth, sharp and observant, watching the fight in front of her and waiting for her moment. Then came his brother, Robin, 13 years old, quiet with cheeky eyes, too busy laughing to make use of the ambush. And a few years younger was Jennifer, raining gentle but considered blows on Gordon's stomach. It had seemed like the family was complete, until Jim arrived 3 years earlier, a surprise wartime baby. If you needed anything, the door to the Parker farmhouse on Greenwood Avenue was always open. A sympathetic ear, your socks darned, a new jacket, nothing was too much trouble. Gordon often hid his favourite things under his mattress because, if they were easily in reach, Ven would gift them to someone who needed them more. They didn't have much, but they had one another. That was more than most. With families divided across the world as the war against Japan stretched on, as did the war under the gum trees. It wasn't hard to fend off Donald, Robin, and Jennifer. Gordon played it up, dodging imaginary bullets and closer hand-to-hand combat. Then Jeanette got involved. She sprinted and leapt at his chest, Gordon catching her at stomach height. They all collapsed to the ground, battle cries fading into the air. "It's an ambush," Gordon cried. "It's good practice for when you go to fight." Robin wrapped himself around Gordon's left leg, Gordon twitching it to kick his brother off. "That's still a while away." "Why?" Robin held Gordon tightly, riding every kick. "You're 18 now." "Dad has to give permission. It's the same for anyone under 21. You need permission from your parents." "I don't see why Dad won't let you go." Donald dived onto Gordon, he and Jennifer taking an arm each. "He was a Highlander when he was 16. "Yes, well, you all know how that conversation went." Gordon had tried to convince his father to let him sign up a couple of years ago, at the same age Harry had fought in the Great War. The argument that followed had been heard in the main square in Ringwood, and Gordon hadn't been the one to get his way.